Patrick Stefan, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is out in Los Angeles this morning, as usual. And the lovely Roberta Fasanelli in New York City with the issues of the day, the things that people will be talking about. We're going to have a conversation with Jada Pinkett Smith, who is the producer of a new... This is a television show or a movie, Jennifer?
This is a movie.
Mm-hmm. It is, okay.
AMC Today, yes.
Yeah, right. This is a story of Angela Davis, who had lots of political connections. It's actually a powerful story, so we'll talk to her about that in a moment. Speaking of powerful stories, there's something floating around today that is different than what we had thought regarding the death of Natalie Wood, a big film star. She died falling off of a boat, supposedly, that was occupied by three people: her husband Robert Wagner, and their friend Christopher Walken. So the speculation has been for years that Walken was having an affair with Wood. Apparently, that is not the case. So the news story, which not too many people had thought of.
Oh, no.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Go ahead, Jennifer. You can do the dirty work.
Oh, thank you. Well, this actually, to me, it plays out and makes some sense. Because, you know, when you hear all these theories, you have to actually visualize them in your brain and think, well, does this make really, you know, does this have any sense to it? But maybe. The National Enquirer revealed that the new theory is that Natalie Wood may have walked in on her husband, Robert Wagner, doing the horizontal mambo with Christopher Walken.
Oh, no.
Which caused Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner to fight, and then ultimately led to her being so upset that she had this unexplained drowning, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is not just something that's coming out of the ethos. Apparently, some lifeguard who kept a log of what was going on.
It's torn and unreadable in parts, but the portion that is legible reads, quote, "Also known, Chris Walken and Robert Wagner were engaged in sexual activity in cab of boat. That Miss Woods found both of them together, stated they took her away in a," and then that's gone, "was the last time she was seen alive." The lifeguard was working the night that Natalie Woods died, and he said he made notes after the detectives in the case told him it was a possible scenario they were looking into as a motive for a crime that may have been committed.
Yeah.
This goes back to 1981.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So there's something to chew on. It's a bad choice of words.
Wow.
Sorry. Anyway, Jada Pinkett Smith, in just a moment, stand by on Good Day.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
You woke up this morning.
down and looked at your picture. Think about when I'ma get with ya. Hit ya on your two ways, simply Tuesday. I got to see you today, they say. Love is a gamble, and if so, baby, I'm the Bellagio. I can't lose, and I guess that made you the mirage. Wait, you more exotic than that. You like the Taj Mahal, mama. You a treasure to me. Life with you is a pleasure to me. And I'ma make sure no man ever measure to me. Like running D, you and me are together forever. I got an interview to do. Then to the plane at 2.
I love this.
Wear that black dress, boo.
Could there be more talent in their house, do you think? That's like bursting at the seams.
That's supposed to be Jada come in with Bill.
A thousand kisses from you is never too much. Never too much.
She's in.
Woke up this morning to a lot, including me to write you. I hit you back and kiss me, lick you, kiss and look just like you. Love is magic and
the voice of Jada Pinkett Smith on Good Day, 12 after the hour. Jada Pinkett Smith, American actress, singer, songwriter, businesswoman, wife of Will Smith. She started back in 1990, Richie, made a guest appearance on True Colors, which wasn't around for that long, but she was in A Different World. That was Bill Cosby's show.
Mm-hmm.
She was opposite Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor. She's been in a lot of different dramatic films and has now put together a film that she wants to spend some time talking about. Free Angel and All Political Prisoners tells the story of how a young professor's social justice activism implicates her in a botched kidnapping attempt that ends with a bloody shootout there. Well, there's a whole story from the FBI. I'll get to that in a second. Jada Pinkett Smith, welcome to Good Day. Nice to have you here. I don't think we've talked to you before.
No, but I have to tell you, you guys made me smile. You took me back with that song. I haven't heard
love,
it in years.
Love that song, 1,000 Kisses. Love it.
That's really good.
Great way to start my morning. Thank
How
you
about,
for that.
Let's talk about your children. I bet you that that's a great way. Everybody talks about Will and you. You both have established careers, but now your children are establishing themselves. And I wonder at what point the two of you, i.e. you and your husband, saw something in your children. Did you encourage it, or did it just come out and you decided, okay, we ought to do something with this?
You know, it's so funny because Willow and Jaden both saw it in themselves. I mean, I've always seen it in my children, but I wasn't going to necessarily tell them to pursue, a career in the business. But it started with Jaden when we were sitting at the table and Will and I were talking about auditions for his son that he was looking for, A Pursuit of Happiness, and how difficult of a time they were having. And Jaden just said, Daddy, I can do it.
I've got experience here.
And I looked at Will, and, you know, Will said, do you want to audition? And in that moment, you know, Jaden said yes, and then I pulled Will aside. I said, Will, I need to make it very clear to you, if he auditions, he's going to get the role. So I said, I need you to be clear that this is something you really want to do. And Jaden auditioned like 3 times. Even the studio at first did not want Jaden in Pursuit of Happiness. They just didn't think that it would work, and they had a problem with Jaden actually being Will's real son. But nobody could come in and do a better job than him. They had no choice. It got to the point that I even pulled him out. I said, he will not audition again. If you want him, you come see us, and if you don't, then it's fine. And eventually they came back and hired him.
Really?
See, people think because he's Will's son, he would have had it much easier. And the problem is, they actually don't. They don't have it easier. People question you even more, you know. So it was an interesting ride. And then Willow, when we were in China, she made a song and said, Mommy, I want to sing.
And
boy, can't
she?
She's so good. The fact that you guys actually pulled off a remake of The Karate Kid and everybody liked it and it was a great remake, to me, was the most impressive thing. Because there's a movie where you go, you're messing with my movies from my childhood.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was challenged challenging for us.
I'm sure.
We took that challenge on.
All right. So the movie that you're working with and associated with now, Free Angela and All Political Prisoners, is this a story that means something to you other than telling a story? The root of the story, how deep does that go with you?
I tell you, when I first saw this documentary, I was quite surprised that I didn't know the story. And in the way, I thought that I knew the Angela Davis story, and I actually thought I knew this era as well. And what I realized is this is a very important part of American history, despite how you might feel about Angela Davis's personal convictions or even her personal political views. This is still a very important aspect, a very important piece of our American history. And I had no idea how impactful this particular Angela Davis was during this time, not only in our nation, but really with the world.
All right, let's see, Jana, let me just, you know, if I may.
It resonated with me in the idea that I deserve the right to know this story, and so do the rest of us. And I'm very upset that
I hadn't been taught
history this way in school. And so I right away I decided I had to assist this movie in any way possible.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about Angela Davis. Just a quick thumbnail sketch for those who do not remember her politics, for those who do not remember her being charged as a terrorist. What is her story? Because it does go back 40 years.
Yeah, it does. She began as a professor at, she was starting out at UCLA as a professor, and it was found that she was part of the Communist Party, so she was released from UCLA. And then she, from there, received many, many death threats and felt the need to purchase several guns, which ended up being a part of a crime, a murder in Marin County, in which she was accused of being a part of. And so the story is basically surrounding this trial and her involvement in this particular incident.
Mm-hmm. So you felt it was important because the story, you don't think, got told correctly through the years?
Oh, no, I think that it got told, you know, kind of through a narrow view. What I didn't recognize was she really became kind of a figure of justice and freedom. And for many people in our nation and around the world, based upon the idea of the necessity of her being able to have whatever political views she may choose and having a fair trial. And like I said before, it was very interesting because it really displayed or illuminated a shift in consciousness of Americans and how, once again, people might not have agreed with her convictions, but Americans believe that she deserves a fair trial, even though she was a black female who was a communist. So you start to see a shift in America's consciousness as far as the beliefs of equality. Quality, and justice.
Yep.
And it was a very illuminating time, and I think that it was a time that helped to create the path and the America that we live in today.
Free Angela and All Political Prisoners is the movie. Look for it. Jada Pinkett Smith, producer on that movie. Thanks, Jada.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All of us who are so focused on digital recording, the world hungering, Roberta, for musical authenticity. And what better instrument to satisfy the hunger than the noble cowbell? That Saturday Night Live skit, basic cries for more cowbell, that sounded an awful lot like, what's his face? Christopher Walken. Was that voice Christopher Walken?
That was Christopher Walken. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so we have put together our own...
Well, we haven't. We're just telling you the list that ultimateclassicrock.com has put together.
Oh, I thought this was our list.
This is the ultimateclassicrock.com list of top 10 cowbell songs.
Perfect, Richie.
Somebody's actually taking the time and gets paid for this.
Yeah, 10.
To put together the top 10.
Right, so we're going from number 10 to number 1, right?
Right, and some of them, it's not apparent right away, and some of them, it is. Like number 10's Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick. And you can hear it right there. It's not as pronounced as number 3.
It's number 9.
Number 9 is Rick Derringer's Rock and Roll Boogie Goo. And it comes a little bit later, so we'll just kind of skip through it. Number 8 is Born on the Bayou by CCR.
Number top 10 cowbell songs.
And it's not number 1 because you have to wait for the cowbell to come in. So number 7 is Fool for the City by Foghat.
So far, I'm not hearing too many cowbells.
Yeah, no, that's why they're not in the top 5. So number 6 is Jimi Hendrix, Stone Free. So I'm stone free to do what I want.
There we go. All right, let's get to number 5.
Number 5 is Jennifer's all-time favorite song.
Don't do it to me, please.
Here, more. This is good. Let this play out.
No.
Oh, we gotta move along. We gotta build
all night long.
All my friends wanna go ride. Number 4 is Nazareth's Hair of the Dog.
But you're having fun with
this.
That's
great stuff.
All right,
love it. More cowbell.
Number
number three is, of course, what gave us the Saturday Night Live skit, Don't Fear the Reaper.
That's a great song. In and of itself.
Here it comes.
With or without the bells. But who's this group, Richie?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Number two is Grand Funk's Railroad.
No, it isn't. It's Grand Funk Railroad.
We're an American band.
We're an American band. American band.
Number one! And the number one cowbell song in rock and roll history, Doug?
Hold on, we're going to do it. Gotta be a Rolling Stones song.
Number one song is.
There we go.
Honky Tonk
Stones. Oh my god.
Never get tired of lists in rock history.
You got it. Hi, it's 28 after the hour. Good day.
Get a gentle bar of Queen Elizabeth.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former President Bill Clinton wrote his book, Giving, as an inspiring look at how each of us can change the world. We spoke with him about his own experiences and those of other givers, which represent a global rush of non-governmental, non-profit humanitarian activity.
All the givers that I came in contact with, you know, now that I'm not in politics anymore except indirectly because of Hillary, most of my life is spent doing my foundation work. And I work all around the world and in a lot of different communities in America. And I was amazed by how many people there are out there today who are exceptional givers of time, money, skills, things. And I also believe that there is a need to accelerate this trend, because I see, whether I was working in the tsunami in South Asia, or on childhood obesity in America, or on AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean, or now in climate change, we're working in 40 cities, there are enormous opportunities and profound needs there that can't be met entirely by the government or by the private sector. We need what we now call civil society, all these non-governmental groups of givers. And I wanted to try to explain that to people, issue by issue, in a way that would help them learn how to give and hopefully persuade people to do it, because they can make a difference and because I think it'll make them happier.
That's former President Bill Clinton on his book, Giving. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard.
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day program with thoughts, prayers, hopes for the people who have passed. Give thanks today that we all live in a free nation. We spend the day, those of us who have a conscience, and I say that knowing that some people will take a shot at me for it, but I think it is people who don't get what the people... I'm not a big fan, frankly, of a lot of the stuff that the military is involved in. You know that, I know that. But I am one who thinks we ought to acknowledge those people who give the ultimate, give in service, give in kind. So that's why this is an important day. Jennifer, earlier on, was talking about the television special tonight on Lifetime, starring Jewel. And guess who's going to talk to us in a minute?
I'm so excited.
All right, stand by. Jewel will join us. We'll talk about her special on Lifetime tonight. Right after this,
Jared.
Good day.
Research shows many people are unaware of the likelihood of a life-changing disability. The Council for Disability Awareness reports that one in three workers will become disabled for 3 months or more due to illness or injury, and 90% of those disabilities will be the result of illnesses, not accidents. Dick Ludke from State Farm explains.
For many Americans, the ability to earn a paycheck is their most valuable asset. Anyone who works needs to have a plan in place to help protect their paycheck. If they don't, they could be putting their financial future at risk.
Were there any other findings?
When faced with the thought of a disability, 62% of the respondents were not confident their family would have enough money to maintain their current lifestyle, and nearly one-third didn't feel they could even cover basic expenses if they became disabled.
To learn more about how you can help protect your paycheck and your family's financial future, see a State Farm agent or log on to StateFarm.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Themes that we play to this program, courtesy of his Jewel, and as a person who, even before I met her, I was a fan of hers, but after meeting her and spending 3 or 4 hours with her on a
now
morning...
Now he's the president of the fan club.
Yeah, I'm the president of the Jewel fan club. How do you do, madame? What am I doing, Michael? I'm putting her on. I thought that was your job. Okay, well, I will do that. How do you do?
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Wonderful, thanks.
So one of the things that you told us when we were together, told us, all of us collectively, in January, was that you just finished shooting this Lifetime movie in which you play the wife of Johnny Cash. The movie's called Ring of Fire, and it happens that it's premiering tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on Lifetime.
Yes, thank you.
And I think that you played a couple. One of the great things about that morning is that you had your guitar and you played lots of songs for us. I don't remember that we dug deeply enough into your being on Ring of Fire to... I don't remember whether you played any of the songs that morning. It seems to me you didn't because we were focused on other things. Do I remember correctly or did you?
I think you remember correctly.
Yeah. So in terms of playing June Carter Cash, how much of a stretch was it? How did it feel to get into that character? Because you have so many different, you have different things in your history, but yet you have a lot of similarity, at least from what I remember about your childhood and things. You were certainly not a child of, I hear your baby in the background.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Having a little comfort morning treat.
It must have been kind of hard prepping for this, because there's pressure, number one, because this is a real live person with so much talent, but then you also had Reese Witherspoon play her and win an Oscar. I mean, this movie was the first movie was just so big, so
yeah.
it was probably a lot of pressure, huh?
Definitely. I was really honored, though, that Lifetime wanted to tell June's story. Mm-hmm. So this actually isn't about the romance of Johnny and June, but it's about June Carter Cash and her
really
life and her career.
It's her story. It's her story. This is
it
her
is.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, she had a really famous musical family called the Carter family, which are really one of the founders of country music. Mother Maybelle Carter, her mom, was an amazing guitarist who actually sort of helped pave the way and taught Chet Atkins a lot of his riffs and sort of, in a lot of ways, pioneered modern guitar playing for a lot of these players that are around today. She was a great comedian. She was supporting her family at a very young age, touring professionally since she was very young. She wrote all of her own bits and wrote a lot of her own songs, one of which was Ring of Fire, which she wrote about falling in love with Johnny when she was still married. So she's a fascinating woman, was very famous, would have been very famous before John.
No matter what. Yeah.
Well, she was. You know, she was a huge star. Johnny would have grown up listening to her on the radio because she was a big radio star from the age of probably 8 on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decided to give everything up. She was this modern woman. She had had 2 divorces, was supporting 2 children on her own. And when she met Johnny, she decided to give everything up. And she quit her career. She resigned from the Opry the next day and decided to become Miss Johnny Cash, which is how a lot of people know her to this day, as Johnny Cash's wife. But she actually has a really riveting story on her own. And this movie, Ring of Fire, is more of her story.
Okay. You have a riveting story yourself, having heard you tell the story of when you were young, you really had nothing, and what you've grown up to. So how much of this, when you learned her story, you thought to yourself, wait a minute, I can tell this story with credibility because I've come from this as well. Did any of that go into your mind? You got into the role. I could hear it. I could feel it even when you were talking to me about it in January. But there's got to be something that really feels like connective tissue between the two of you.
Yeah, we had a lot of similarities. I was touring in a musical family since I was very young, sort of earning my way and being taught to be professional. I was raised in an outhouse, and so was she. I think she was the only other pop culture icon I ever knew of that. And so I knew of her and was a fan of her.
Let's not skip over that. You were raised with an outhouse.
Yeah.
Right, someday you'll have to come visit my farm. I know you have that nice ranch down there in Stephenville, but I have three outhouses. I'm the only guy in town who actually has an outhouse on my farm.
He actually has no indoor plumbing, only outdoor.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, I did identify with her in a lot of ways. Things that were harder for me in taking this role on were, you know, a lot of people know about Johnny's addiction, but it was, there was a heavy price that June paid for him to go through it. It was really obviously very stressful. She had wounds that would never heal, like in her abdomen for many years just from stress and anxiety. And she actually ended up having to go into counseling herself to face her own issues of codependency and how she was enabling those in her life. And so the movie really revolves sort of around this time in the therapist's office when Johnny is in rehab and she realizes she herself actually needs help.
Mm. Is there music in the show? We're talking to Jewel. Ring of Fire tonight starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Lifetime, the story of June Carter Cash. I was thinking, wait a minute, you got to have a guitar in your hand through much of the movie and you got to be playing some of these songs. Yes or no?
Yeah, we played a lot of songs. The movie actually has quite a lot of music in it, a lot of Carter Family music, which is great. I hope a whole new generation gets introduced to the amazing Carter Family catalog. And then a lot of stuff, you know, like Ring of Fire and those things. There's a good 8 or 9 songs, I think, and they're in their entirety for this.
Mm-hmm. Have you got your guitar or are you feeding the baby? Which are you doing right now?
I just opened the other room.
Oh, okay. I thought you were feeding the baby. I was thinking if you had a guitar, you might play a little bit of, if you felt like, a little teaser on some of the tunes that are in the show tonight. And this is going to be, once they start Lifetime, it premieres it, but then they play it back again, right? They'll schedule it in any number of times.
I'm not sure. I don't know how that works, honestly. I've never done anything like a TV movie before. You probably know more than I do.
I don't know. I've never made one, frankly, or been asked to do one, but I think
he only does big screen stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't call me about television. In terms of your own abilities, obviously you've had to learn lyrics. Is it easy for you as you're performing to remember the lyrics of all of your songs? And how did that help you learn dialogue for a movie? How easy is acting for you?
I forget the lyrics to my songs constantly. I'm actually kind of famous for it. I was daunted because I've never carried a film before. I did one Ang Lee film years ago, 99, called Ride with the Devil, and really hadn't done any acting since then. And so this was definitely a big undertaking for all the reasons you mentioned. You know, I'm leading a film for the first time, and Reese Witherspoon won an Oscar for playing June in the Love Story, Walk the Line. So there was certainly a lot of things that were daunting. It was also a big dramatic role where I had to have emotional breakdowns. And, you know, it was intimidating, but I think that's why I liked it. It was a really difficult challenge, and I guess that always attracts me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. The style of music over your career has changed. Somebody pointed that out to me in an email after you and I were on, and to sort of recap for a second, Jewel and I met, she'd been on the program 3 or 4 times, and she happened to be from Stephenville, Texas. Stephenville, not Stephensville, but Stephenville. And a very close friend of mine, Dominic Ottavio, runs the Texas A&M College in Stephenville. And so I've been there about 2 or 3 times. And it happened, I just said to you in an offhanded manner when I found out you lived there, how about you do the program with me when I'm there? And it happened that Dominic had talked to you about something else recently, and so the thing fit together pretty easily. And so that's how I come to know as much as I do about Jewel and her background. And I remember looking up a little bit about you and thinking, even if I go back over your musical history, that your style and your focus has changed. And I don't know whether it's because you just like more of the country focus or because music is more popularized in that country venue. How do you find yourself sort of moving over a little bit?
Gosh, you know, I've always listened to great songwriters. You know, when I was really young, I was fascinated by the storytellers that told the truth and didn't use music as propaganda to make themselves seem more perfect than they were. So I was really drawn to Loretta Lynn because she was talking about the pill and the fact that she didn't want to, quote unquote, get knocked up anymore, which was amazing to hear a woman talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Bukowski's poetry. I liked Nias Nin. I liked Joni Mitchell. I like people that use songwriting to just talk about real life. And so I was raised listening to all styles of music. To me, there was only people that were honest and people that weren't. So I didn't really look at it as genre-related, like I am a country music listener or I'm a folk music listener. And so that's what I grew up writing. I grew up writing songs that I hoped were honest. But some were country and some were folk, some leaned pop, some were rock. I look at it like my closet. You know, you go into a person's closet and there's sweatpants, there's dress suits. But you don't go, which person are you? You know?
Who are you today?
In the music business, there really are boxes, but I don't think fans do that, and I don't think musicians do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's musicians that really just are one style, and that's what they like, and that's what they explore their whole life. I just don't happen to be that way. It's authentic for me to write a country song one day and write one that leans folk the next day.
Mm-hmm. You're on the road. You're starting a tour?
Yeah, I'm on the road right now. People can get my tour dates at jewelJK.com. This is pretty much going to be West Coast and a little bit of the Midwest, Chicago, right. Wisconsin.
I wanted to go to the one in Los Angeles, but I'm not going to be there. When is the L.A.? Jennifer might.
It's coming up. It's the 6th, isn't it?
The 5th.
The 5th. That was close.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I remember because I was going to come, and then I am on a cruise to Alaska, actually. Right. I'm going to be in your old stomping ground.
Yeah.
The other side of the world.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story. Jewel, the show is called Ring of Fire. It's a movie for television on Lifetime, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And I'm sure they're going to repeat it, but tonight would be a good time for you to enjoy with a lot of other people.
I'm excited. It sounds great. Yeah.
Jewel, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. It was nice talking to you, Doug. I hope to see you soon.
Yep. Take good care. I appreciate it. Ring of Fire on tonight and on Lifetime. Every bit as she sounds, that's who she is. And that's what makes that. That's the kind of person that I find appealing. I've met a lot of people that are very interesting, fortunately, because of this radio program in my life, and I find her to be one of the very interesting ones. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3, instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Can
Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
It's the unofficial start of summer, with another season about to start as well. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For many of us, it seems as if the year 2013 just got started. And here we are on the Friday that launches into Memorial Day weekend, which, of course, is the unofficial start of the summer season. One of the many sounds of summer. The AAA telling us that 34.8 million of us will be traveling over the next 3 days. We will also be paying tribute to the men and women of our armed services who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. And there will be plenty of backyard barbecues this weekend, weather permitting. Speaking of which, these are the sounds of Hurricane Sandy from last October 29th. Sandy struck toward the end of the 2012 Atlantic hurricane season, causing $50 billion worth of damage as it slammed into the Northeast. A week from tomorrow, the 1st of June, is the start of the 2013 Atlantic hurricane season, with government forecasters at NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, releasing their predictions for this hurricane season.
In total, the climate factors that we have in the computer models all point to an active or very active hurricane season.
That's NOAA forecaster Dr. Jerry Bell, who sounds like he's already taking cover in a bathroom or something. NOAA is predicting 13 to 20 named storms this year, with 7 to 11 of those reaching hurricane strength, and 3 to 6 of those major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Of course, there's no way to tell if any of them will hit land. Residents along coastal areas can only hope for the best while preparing for the worst. Or, as Catherine Sullivan of NOAA puts it,
if you live along those shorelines, this is your warning.
Memo to NOAA. If you actually do have to issue a warning at some point, speak directly into the microphone next time. It would help. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. Your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T enhanced switch to talk service.
On Wall Street, it was a rebound for the Dow yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 125 points after the morning bell, but finished with just a 12-point drop at the close to 15,295. NASDAQ down 4, S&P lost 5 yesterday. The jury in the Jody Arias murder case unable to reach a unanimous decision on her sentence. The jury trying to decide whether to sentence Arias to life in prison or give her the death penalty following her murder conviction. Many of those following the trial outside the courtroom in Phoenix reacted to this deadlock emotionally.
I can't believe that the jurors were picked knowing that this was a death penalty case and that they can't come up with the right decision. It's not right.
A new jury will be paneled on July 18th to decide the sentence. And finally, as we move toward the end of the month of May, it is a month filled with caps, gowns, diplomas, graduation ceremonies, and with every commencement exercise, you have a commencement speaker. At the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland today, President Obama will deliver his third and final commencement address of the season. A few weeks ago, the president was the speaker at Ohio State University. Last weekend, he spoke to the students at Morehouse College in Atlanta, leaving those graduates with this gem.
Some of you are graduating summa cum laude. Some of you are graduating magna cum laude. I know some of you are just graduating. Thank you, Lord.
Very nicely done. Oh, and did you see those prom night photos of then-teenager Barack Obama released by Time magazine? The photos were accompanied by some excerpts from a 1979 yearbook from Punahou High School in Honolulu. The future president of the United States wrote a note to a friend named Kelly that said, in part, "You are extremely sweet and foxy. Call me up and I'll buy you lunch sometime. Your friend, love, Barry Obama." Turns out Kelly was the prom date for Barry Obama's friend. That Barry.
What a smooth operator.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directly.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.